Very sad to hear of the passing of former Australian rugby league great Terry Hill, passed away suddenly, apparently due to a heart attack while doing charity work in the Philippines at the age of 52. He left us with many great football memories, but many laughs as well. This is a bit of a chat from the Footy Show years ago. Paul Fatty Vorton talking to Terry Hill.
Terry, I believe you got a call from a good sort last week.
Oh, please.
Actually, you wouldn't believe it, Paul, I did. Yeah. I met her just down the road from my house and, you know, I'll give her my number and out of the blue she's rung me up the other day.
What'd she say?
Well, she just turned around and said, look, why don't you come around my house? Nobody's home. So I thought, oh, how good's this? So I've gone around there and nobody was home.
Yeah, as I said, left us with many great football memories, but many laughs as well. Terry Hills and one of his great mates, one of our NRL Nation commentators, Mark Spud Carroll's on the line. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Richard.
Yeah, very, very sad to hear of one of your old... You would have played at Souths together, wouldn't you, too, as well,
yeah.
as well as Manly?
Yeah, so I met him in 1990, and maybe when you meet people, you do gravitate to them, but, mate, he gravitated to me. He would talk underwater with marbles in his mouth, but he had a speech impediment, and he was like a human sprinkler. He was like a human sprinkler. I remember one time I took him home, he's in the back seat, and by the time I got him back to where he lives, all my rearview mirror had perspiration on it. I'm not being serious here. But, Terry, he was always a bit of a character. One of the reasons I did go to Manly was because of Terry Hill. I asked Bob Fulton, who are you signing? He said, but Dave Gillespie and Terry Hill. I said, where do I sign? So that was it.
Is that right? Wow. Look, I even had an email from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Who can forget gonads, you know, when they used to do all the crosses to the Dap Day dogs? He loved his greyhounds, didn't he, Terry Hill?
Yeah, he certainly did. I still remember the crossovers to Channel 9. And,
yeah.
Mate, regards PC, you can't do that stuff anymore. some of the skits he did, but... Yeah, mate, way too young, 52. Condolences to his family and kids.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, will be sadly missed by many people, particularly close mates like yourself, Mark. Okay, we didn't do too well. I got 1 out of 3. I got Melbourne. I think you got 1 out of 3 yesterday. I think Riley got 2. He picked the Titans. I don't know how he picked that one, but good for your old mate Desi Hasler to notch up a win for the Titans.
Yeah, it's another. I was really worried about his hair loss, actually. And, I think after this win, it was a good win. Well done to Des. The Warriors, you know, we all have them in our top 4. They're struggling at the moment.
Yeah. But didn't Sam Walker make a difference for the Roosters?
Amazing. Amazing. Young man. He's turned into a young man now. Like he takes over that leadership of that side. His kicking game is next. You never see anyone kick the way he does. And certainly put the Roosters, yellow miss and Radley, big miss. They certainly are compensated for that.
Yeah, they certainly did. Okay, tonight, there's only the one game tonight because we had the 3 yesterday, and it's Manly taking on Parramatta, who are in a world of trouble. This is the 8 o'clock game tonight. It's a home game for your mighty Seagulls. They were lucky to come away with that win over the Gold Coast last week, and in some good news, Josh Eloise returns, and Nathan Brown will be back from a knee injury. I can't see them losing to Parramatta tonight, Mark.
No, I can't. Packed house. I'm going to that game. Actually, my daughter, Indiana, dances for the Manly side. So, going to give us some support back, which they gave me while the years old there. And, I mean, it's been all of 30 years, actually. It's quite an amazing achievement with cheerleading. But I think with someone like Nathan Brown, I've been working with Nathan Brown. I want him to play Origin. He's purpose-built, runs from the back fence. He hurts people, doesn't care. We'll see the best out of him.
All righty. The early game tomorrow, and there's only the 2 games tomorrow, the 5:30 game at Campbelltown. The Tigers take on the Broncos. Benji's Tigers, they weren't any match for the Premiers last week. They'll be looking to, and it will be an upset, but, of course, Brisbane... welcoming back Adam Reynolds and Payne Haas. A bit like Manly, I can't see Broncos losing tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree with you, mate. The big inclusion for Broncos, but also New South Wales, Payne Haas. I'm sure you'll give a Payne somewhere.
Yeah. All right, the late game tomorrow night up in Townsville. The Cowboys take on the Panthers. A couple of consecutive losses for North Queensland. Obviously, the coach isn't happy. Jason Taumalolo's been dropped. Kyle Phelps is playing his 200th game, and the Premier's, Nathan Cleary back, Taylan May back again. It's a bit like the first two games. I can't see the Panthers losing this one tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, copy-paste. Yeah. Mate, what about the inclusion? They've been winning without Cleary, they all come back in. And North Queensland, something's going upstairs at Jason Taumalolo.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going on.
Yeah. All right, the two games, the early game, which we'll be covering here, Scotty Sattler, Drew Forbes and Andrew McCulloch calling that game from 2 o'clock up at Suncorp Stadium. The Dolphins, I can't believe they won last week, -8 of their first grade players. There's still minus quite a few. And the Knights in a world of trouble. Gagai's back, but Kalen Ponga could be out for the rest of the season. Be interesting to see how this young rookie goes, David Armstrong, replacing Ponga at fullback. But, fingers crossed. I'm only going for Knights because they're my team. But, don't know. I can't. Anyway, fingers crossed. Where there's life, there's hope.
Well, you can keep hoping, but it's not going to happen. Dave Armstrong, it's good to see he's given an opportunity. Unfortunately, Carlin's out again, and they seem very much rollless without him. So I'm a bit worried about the Knights at the moment.
Yeah, so am I. All right, the last game, the 4 o'clock game on Sunday, the Raiders down in Canberra take on the Sharks. This should be a great game, actually. The Green Machine looking to get back into the winner's circle, even though they were thrashed by the Broncos last week, and they'll have to do it without Jamal Fogarty, who's out for, several months, apparently, with a biceps injury, and Cronulla sitting on top of the table. But, I reckon this will be a good game, but I'm going for the team that are leading the comp at the moment, the Cronulla Sharks.
I'll go the other side. I'll go the Raiders. I think after the loss, which happened a couple of weeks ago, the Raiders, Ricky Stewart certainly kicked a couple of them up the backside. They performed home ground advantage. But I just think, I don't know, and Trindle's, his misdemeanors through the week could derail the Sharks. Who knows?
Yeah, righto. All right. Wally Lewis was down at the National Press Club luncheon. Obviously, he's an ambassador for Dimension, and this is a cause he's got possible CTE, a bit like yourself. You were diagnosed with that last year. I dare say you're in lockstep. You'd like to see a bit more money spent on research and prevention?
Of course. Yeah, we've seen another guy retire through the week, that being Dale Finucane.
Yes.
I actually sent him... I sent him a text to congratulate him firstly on his career, but also listening to someone. Now, we don't like to listen as men. We just keep playing on, and I wish that sort of would have been around when I come through, because I guarantee you, the last couple of years, man, I'm not the only one who struggles with a few things. If we knew this, we'd know a lot more about it.
Look, you said you struggled, and I'm not trying to be personal here, but I think it gives us a better understanding. What sorts of things in your life have made you think, hang on, maybe I've got CTE?
I only did it to tick the box. I've seen the Mario Fenix story, and then you don't like to hear you've got it, but in deep down, the way I used to play, I would have had to have it. I just think, but when you hear it, for me lately, it's probably anxiety. I don't know why, man. Just some days you're good, some days you're shit. So that's just part of life at the moment.
Well, I hope you have a good weekend, mate, and good calling tonight too for the Storm. I beg your pardon. That was last night, wasn't it?
That was a good call last night. The SEN down here, and they've got a new studio, the Core Games, so now we've got TVs, which are, they used to be Rank Arena, now they're the decent ones.
Right.
Remember the Rank Arenas?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Anyway, to our listeners, I'll be out a great weekend, and spend next week.
Good on you, mate. You have a great week. Good calling over the weekend. Mark Spud Carroll and great mate of Terry, the late, great Terry Hill.